keeping the beat. One, they invented Oxycontin and put heroin out of business. Then they invented Narcan, too, just to keep them coming back for more. Doc Norman swore his autograph and signature looked the same to discerning eyes, because dude got so famous for finding back pains in disguise, people came from miles around just to hear his name out loud. They screamed with glee, and Sam Norman turned to Narcan before Narcan Sam. And he had a mural of a big bald eagle flying out in front of the American flag at his office suite down in Quincy Center, all those pre-4th celebrations at the door. Two, when they caught him selling script pads, signed and swirled for days, they confined him to house arrest, gave him a free ankle bracelet, waterproofed for his Newton swimming pool. Watch now on the news, the way they say cancer patients shouldn't have to pay for chemo if dope heads get free shots to bring them coming back to life. They forget to mention, we forget to mention, the subsidies we gave the pharmaceutical companies to build a better tax scam. They got slapped on the wrist, got fitted for an anklet. We flicked Bics to flesh and wore out silver bracelets. Like the last time I saw Collins, he swore he'd only use the needle for the juice. But they found him dead later the next day, swollen and ripped up like a bad report card is what he'd always say, bloated and dead like a back pain patient who caught a habit instead and couldn't find another way. Three, there's methadone mile in Quincy Center, and there's liquid handcuffs and sweet surrender. You can recognize a disease like you can recognize an enemy and still invite them back for more. First kid in Southie to get the bug got famous. No kidding, famous for catching it from the needle and not the sex. Boy bought a Zorro mask and starred in snuff films produced in a warehouse down the combat zone before the feds found the meth lab out back. You read the news about the gas masks and long, slow, poisonous fumes. The fella tied up to a chair in what used to be Fort Point, he had on S&M gear, like there'd been a party with no one else invited, except whoever tied him to the chair and left. Except whoever tied him to a chair and left him there, we said, we asked, we noticed. There are different definitions of mineshaft. There are different forms of a canary. Where are you with the sharp fingernails for untying? The pedicures we helped pay for, and when are you ever coming back? Four, 'twas the firefighters who called methadone liquid handcuffs first, because they watched bruised vampires and zombies stagger back for more and more each and every day. You say vampire and think of movies, but we hear the needles. You read zombie and apocalypse descends. We hear the thumping, needless drum of shoes. So now, when first responders speak of strings, there's last chance singers belting out soundtracks of survival. You can call them puppet ropes or hanging nooses, the strangled straps of slow survival, and the dealers toss up sneakers knotted tight and let them hang or dangle down from telephone wires to show the spot to stand. Different dealers pay the MBTA to print flyers up with side effects, to be sure to ask your doctor for when you find a place to stand. Still now, as the dealers get different deals. Five, be there still. Be still here. And come they will with magic packets close at hand. If you stare down at your lifeline long enough, every person can predict their future. The problem now the police are having is giving Narcan with no strings attached. It's something close to loving, only arguing at death. To learn to love is to stop keeping score, they used to say. And so we save one and two and count to six and stop. And we count to six once more and stop. Pump the chests and earn the silver linings now and stop. Our spoons cook off and mix with melting as we learn to mix once more. So every one of us has silver coursing now beneath our skin and legs and arms. A city filled with tin men, hearing nothing more of drums, a sea of people respond to something else without the benefit of heartbeat sounds to guide us anymore.